At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My very first GM ever, Les Carroll, KTMS Radio, Santa Barbara, California, once said, "You're in radio, Steve. Every day is a holiday. Every meal is a banquet, and so we are here today on a Black Friday." Doc Walker himself is sitting in the co-pilot seat. Doc, what a joy. Honored. I don't think I've ever actually done a show with you.
You've never been in the minors, Zabe. You've been like you've been a big your whole life.
Get out of here.
And so we're just honored that you would take a spin down here in AAA. It's a good move, man.
No, listen, Andy and I were the post-game show to the franchise that was John and you and Koken at the old shop.
Yeah, no, we've had some moments.
That's good,
but this
man,
is great.
Good to see it.
You know what the good thing is? No, the good thing is to be heard and seen.
Hey.
Because it's not a guarantee.
To be upright and alive.
Yeah, so I don't take it for granted. But I've loved listening on the weekends, and you, of course, you know my mother loves the Packers.
That's what I've heard.
But yeah, and so
I've
always been able to keep in contact because Aaron Rodgers, that was her dude, and she kind of stayed with the Pack even though he's with the black and gold.
And your mom is now how old?
93.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she know Rodgers is gone, or are you just lying?
Yeah.
Are you lying to her going,
No, she can figure it out. But it's just interesting that, your ties with Green Bay, plus Toby, his affiliation with, just
Altizer is a Green Bay guy.
Yeah, man. Okay. He's in that area as
nice.
Well. But what it matters is that people still listen and still love to learn.
And that's the thing. People hear you and then they reach
out. You can't do
out.
This accidentally.
No, it's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's a very good point. So we are here today. We're going to go until 4:45. Producer Ben Strober, who does not want to be known as Unfunny Ben, we're going to shake that unfortunate nickname.
Absolutely.
Given to him. By the Junks. What comes up at 4:45 today on this Black Friday? That's what I need to know. Just to keep people aware. We're popping in after
Caps hockey.
Caps hockey.
Puck drops. Okay.
So here we are. So if you're running around today on Black Friday, scooping up them Black Friday deals, if you went out door busting this morning, we would like to hear from you. 800-636-1067. I asked Doc the question before we started. Does anybody still do door busting in the age of Amazon Prime?
Yes.
You think they do still? And if you're door busting, what are you going out for? Because it used to be, Walmart's going to have a VCR for $39.95. And that was like a great deal because VCRs were $120 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So people would wait in line in the dark and the cold to get through the doors first. Once upon a time, and young Ben is too young to remember this, he was probably not even born, you had old ladies being knocked to the ground for the last Cabbage Patch doll. What's a
Cabbage Patch? Wow.
You had grown men throwing haymakers over the last Nintendo Switch.
That's true.
What? What is that all about?
I didn't even know that term until you used like going into Walmart to buy a VCR. Then I was like, oh, door busting, like busting down the mall door.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And what my favorite part of this Black Friday day for doing sports radio for me always was that there was always stories from somewhere in the country of mayhem, of chaos, and then videos coming out of the mayhem and the chaos.
And what time you got in line, it was pitch black. People start lining up. When the big screen started to emerge, everybody wanted the biggest screen.
Yeah,
you had to have that big boy. If you get that whale to see that game on the next day, that's what people stood in line for. I've done that.
Yeah.
In Maryland, yeah.
So speaking of TVs, Doc, today I disposed of an ancient television.
And that hurt me.
Why did it hurt you?
Because I remember it. I know it. It was I'm a kid, you know, you come up in the 60s and it's the Motorola. Most people had one of everything. And when you're the youngest in the family, or the only kid for a long time, you're the human remote. Pre-remote. It was go do this, go change it, turn that, and everything was a knob. A knob eventually would break. Yeah. You'd have to repair the knob. Everybody had aluminum foil, rabbit ears. That whole deal to
me. I was a kid. I remember that era. But that's even going further back than just the TV that I had to dispose of. So this TV was the last tube TV that existed in the house.
1,000 pounds.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. So I've been wanting to get it out of the house. First of all, it had been buried in a cabinet in the guest room that was used a couple times a year when Grandma and Pop would come over and stay, whatever. And so I finally got it out of the cabinet. I got it down to the garage. And it sat in the garage, Doc, for at least 2 years.
Okay. Oh,
and I'm just, I finally was like, I am so sick of this thing, I'm getting rid of it. Now, you had to go to the Loudoun County dump to get rid of it. I had to pay $8 because that's what it cost to get rid of it. Because none of these places, these donation centers, they don't want electronics. They don't want TVs. They're not in that business, right? And so this was a tube TV that probably, I think it was like a 20-inch TV. So it wasn't massive, but it was a giant triangle, and it weighed as much as an ATM.
It's got to be.
It probably was 150 pounds. I know this. It was way too heavy for me to lift by myself.
So and come to work. You wouldn't be the
well, I could lift it once, and then I would collapse. My back would go out.
Wouldn't be at work.
Then I wouldn't be at work.
There you go.
So I was able to get my nephew to load it into the back of the Honda Pilot today, and I swung by the Loudoun dump on the way in, and I get to the dump not even knowing what my plan is. Dump's open today.
Okay, good.
And they're like, okay, electronics, it's the green dumpster's second right. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, dumpster, huh? I thought I could take it to where the big pile of scrap metal is.
Right.
And just
drop it.
Push it off the back and call it a day.
You wanted to drop it off.
Right, exactly. So luckily I pull up and there is actually a small crew that was a junk hauling crew with a trailer. Okay. And I hop out and I ask the guy, hey, could you just tell me for a second? I just have to load this in. The guy goes, nope, no time. And I'm like, damn. And then he waited a beat and he goes, nah, man, just kidding. He had a big smile on his face.
Good,
so
good,
he
good.
Got me. And
good,
I was like, guys, this son of a bitch, he's not going to help me.
Yeah.
So we lift this thing up and then we launch it over the edge into the almost empty trailer. It goes clattering down. It didn't break the screen, but it definitely crunched the plastic. And a little part of me, Doc.
It should have.
Because that TV was once.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pride and joy.
Yeah, everybody around it.
Of the household.
Yeah, it's like,
well,
for me, I'm older, but Ed Sullivan.
Oh,
or
geez.
Whatever is that deal, whether it's Cronkite, whatever the one show was that everybody converged to watch together.
Yes.
Because it used to be a family affair.
Right.
I mean, now your kids, they don't even speak to you. You got a cell phone, they're on their phone, and they're just,
I had a house full of guests, and I go into the living room last night after dinner. Every single one of them on their cell phones in around a circle on the couches and chairs.
Yeah.
And I wasn't mad about it, but I just looked around like, well, that's the state of the world today.
It's the way we are.
It's the way it are. Yeah. So the TV is gone. I feel much lighter emotionally, even though it was tough.
I'm glad you purged. I need to purge. I don't know if it's called a hoarder or it's called you overplanning, but it's the departure or separation of things that once meant something to you.
I think we all just have accumulation. I'm not a hoarder, mm-hmm. but I understand how accumulation creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not aggressively culling things
annually.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be annual.
Relentless
yeah.
and focused.
Yeah.
By the way, this just in, Ben tells me that it's official on this Black Friday that Jaden Daniels has been ruled out for Sunday night's game at Northwest Stadium against the Denver Broncos. But Terry McLaurin has been declared good to go.
Good to go. Yeah.
I guess we're waiting then on Noah Brown. Would be the other guy that's a 50-50 guy. Mm-hmm. Returned to practice, was listed as a full participant yesterday.
Yes, good news.
Out at Commanders Park. It's weird to say Commanders, but there you go.
Get used to it.
The Egg Bowl is going on right now, Doc, and I feel like we should hot call Fred Smoot, Mr. Mississippi State, to just get his instant react right now. Mississippi State trailing 14-7. Everyone concerned about this game is all waiting to see whether or not Lane Kiffin decides to bolt after this game to go to LSU or maybe Florida. The latest rumors and the latest sort of vibe was he's staying. I know I want to put a quarter in your jukebox about the state of coaches now in college football, leveraging themselves in the middle of a season to get more money or possibly leave somewhere else in advance of what could be the greatest season Ole Miss has had in our lifetimes.
Yep.
But we'll get to that in a bit. Mm-hmm. More importantly, though, is that apparently the quarterback for Ole Miss, this kid who transferred from Ferris State, Trinidad Chambliss mm-hmm. is his name. Really good player. Won the national championship, the D2 mm-hmm. national championship last year. Mm-hmm. And he's been great for Ole Miss this year. He had his jersey stolen, Doc, twice last night, according to Lane Kiffin this morning, to broadcasters with the television broadcasts. They said that Mississippi State stole his jersey at 1 a.m. and again at 3 a.m. out of the locker room before this game. That's called a rivalry right there.
And they've never heard of pit bulls?
I guess not.
I mean, how hard is it to put an animal in the locker room? I mean, come on, man. If they don't do surveillance, then get a dog.
That would be a good answer yeah. right there. But you know what they say about the SEC? It just means more. So I guess to somebody it just meant more. But looks like Ole Miss is taking an early command of this game. They are favored in the game by a bit, not a ton. Let's see. It's 7.5 was the number. And this is the first of three big games today. Of course, you got Georgia Tech at 3:30. Georgia's a 14-point favorite there. And then Texas A&M against Texas at Darrell K. Royal Stadium in Austin.
That's going to be a rumbler.
Yeah, and then tomorrow the big game at high noon on Fox, Ohio State, Michigan.
The game.
The game.
Yeah.
The game. Ohio State 9.5 after last year's debacle of a loss.
My teammate Brian Carpenter is a Wolverine, and so I've been privy to so much insight. Jamie Morris, who was a former Skin, who now works with them, and all the I love the fact that you research and go as deep as you can. Sean Springs from the Buckeyes, getting of their accounts. Archie Griffin, who I played with, Arch, Pete Johnson, all the Buckeyes. Cornelius Green was from D.C., quarterback, who we played against in 77. It's real.
Oh,
there's nothing fake. A lot of these things are kind of made up, and maybe they're not annual. They're whenever somebody's got a good player. This is serious.
Doc, I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
You know how you would talk with Wes every single Saturday just about anticipation for this game?
You mean the Hokie?
The Hokie / Buckeye.
Yeah, no, he's not a slash. His father's a Buckeye. He's a Hokie.
He's a bigger Buckeye fan than he is a Hokie fan.
Well, that's his fault.
But so you remember you were saying that you wanted to watch the game with him.
Yeah.
You wanted to be here with him.
Right.
And he was saying, nah, there's no chance I work. I got a text telling me that I need to work tomorrow 12-3, and I hadn't worked a Saturday in a while. And I look at the schedule, and it says, Wes has to be off at noon. And I go, oh, I wonder why.
Wonder why. Yeah.
Yeah, he takes it seriously, and I give his father a lot of credit.
I thought you would find that pretty amusing.
Yeah, I do, but he has no link. I don't give him any link. He's just a fan.
Yeah.
But he has no link to Ohio State other than he likes the colors.
So you're in tomorrow, Ben, noon to three?
Yes, I'm with you then, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Noon to three. So hopefully we got a lot of best of the week of WJFK. We can run so I can watch as much of the game as possible in here in the studio. But otherwise, we'll just keep you up to date. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
To have that much involved in it, having, you know, played in a couple of rivalries, the fans make the rivalry because the players are all gone.
Yeah.
It's your first time you play. You play in USC. You don't really care. It's just who the opponent is until you get in it. And if you lose it, the first one, then you realize you have to win. You cannot live your life and not have beaten them. It's like the Cowboys. Love rivalries if they're real. And we know here they were. High school is the best because it's so many people that are still in the area that understand it. 20, 25 years later, you're playing Edison. Or you have to beat them. And to not do that or not have that in your background, that you've beaten your rival and you've lost to them, but at least you've been in them and you won three or like the championships. You know how many people have never won in a team sport ever?
Yeah. Or even played a team sport.
Well, playing is, that's the option.
But yeah.
But to be
to
in
win.
It and to never win.
Something, yeah. To win something of significance.
That's why I like to say it all the time to people. You're just calling if you've been a champion. If they've had to call you champ once in your lifetime, and people light up because there's so far few in between. And when it's a rivalry game, whether it's USC or whether it's Ohio State or the Dallas Cowboys, it's the aftermath. It's like beating Dallas here for the NFC Championship game. Our year, 72, same thing. You know, when Brig Owens and them boys, when they won that, these things last forever.
Yeah.
On those particular games. And that's why the name is a thing. It's real. But what's even more important are those memories in those games.
Yeah. Sports is forever.
And yeah.
That's the beauty of it. It's also the cruelty of it. Because all the highlights you see of the great moments, the shot that goes in, it always goes in every time it gets played on TV or on the internet. And poor Scott Norwood's field goal is always going to be,
it's gonna always be there.
Wide by just a couple of feet forever.
Yeah,
it's a forever thing. But that's the price you pay as either a fan or as a player to put yourself into that arena. You're signing up for the heartbreak and the misery to get a little chance of joy. And
if you're wagering on that, you compound it by, you understand, sense of loss.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that when you're wagering, you are in the game with the team. It's the closest you can get to it because you've invested something. It's not cheering or wearing their jersey. You invested in their success or failure. So it's the closest I think a fan can get with a team is when you invest in that. Then you got a little skin in the game.
All right, so Commanders news. Terry is in. Noah Brown is hopeful. Jaden has been ruled out for Sunday night at Northwest Stadium for the Commanders and Broncos. Broncos are now 5.5-point favorites. Interestingly enough, that line is sagged just a bit. It looks a bit stinky to me, but the Broncos at 9-2 still have some convincing to do amongst most NFL fans about how real are they really in the AFC. When we come back, Doc and I are going to talk about the three Thanksgiving Day and night games, including have the Lions missed their shot? Also, are the Chiefs and the Chiefs run, is it essentially over now? Are the Cowboys suddenly dangerous on defense? And then what was up with Lamar last night? The Ravens looked like ass. And against a defense that the Bengals have been showing, they should have been up and down the field for a ton of points last night, and nothing went right in Baltimore. So we'll talk about all that next. Zabe sitting in with the DOC on a Black Friday here on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just in case, Doc, it's the only time you and I ever get to work together. There is photographic proof, and it has been uploaded to social media platforms far and wide.
Because some won't believe it. I agree.
Well, some won't believe it. And you never know when the stars will align again. But here we are. On a Black Friday, I did tweet out, nothing like the smell of fresh mics. And by fresh, I mean stale, disgusting, full of germs on these windscreens. But I ain't scared of no germs. I think it's practice for my immune
system. No, and Willingham was in here today.
Was he?
Today, yeah. So that place should have been fumigated.
Okay, well,
he's a walking germ.
Linnell or Dave?
Linnane. Linnane.
Anyway, nothing like the smell of fresh mics on a Black Friday. We're glad you could join us while you're battling for a parking spot out there at the malls, at the stores, if that's even still a thing, and I'm not sure it is. One thing that is apparently becoming a thing, and I had no idea, but now I do, is something called a fart walk. Huh?
That's new.
USA Today, Julia Gomez, time for a Thanksgiving fart walk. Here's how it can help you. All righty. Marilyn Smith, the award-winning cookbook author who popularized the term fart walk, recommends taking a short walk after dinner to help with digestion and bloating. She said going on a fart walk after dinner on TikTok is something that is going to help you age wonderfully, she says. Cultures around the globe believe in the power of a short walk after a big dinner. In Italy, it's called a passeggiata. And according to an old Chinese proverb, if you take 100 steps after each meal, you'll live to 99.
Agree. I'll give them that. You know how hard it is to pull yourself off a couch after ingesting that turkey?
Oh, yeah.
And the whole nine yard and football, and you're on the right surface. It kind of sucks you in like a magnet. If you can get up and do it, I agree with him. I've been trying to do that religiously. It makes a difference.
That's
just
good.
To get up and go, yeah.
You've always been a power walker, though.
Yeah, yeah. I got off of it for a minute, and it's like an addiction. I went 14 straight years and didn't miss a day.
Wow.
And then I had that trivulite. What do you call it? You get bit by something. I had to go in a couple years ago.
I did not hear
Thursday.
About this.
Yeah, and I couldn't. So I missed that night.
You got bit by an insect?
It's whatever it was.
Spider bite?
Could have been, but they said you better
get
this done. I overnighted resting, got it done.
Overnight, did your legs swell up?
Right one did.
Oh,
not big. But it was a little different. So it was. I trusted that. But I said, I can't be in here. I got a thing I'm doing every day. You're not doing it today. Unless you want to go out.
So spider bite broke your string.
Could have been a. I don't know what it was. Whatever it was.
It was a bite.
Broke it, yeah.
Wow.
And then to get it back to that, it's taken about a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Just to get. It's the habit. But creating a habit.
But your leg didn't take a year and a half.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was the next day. Okay. I was out. Okay. I was out. But then you got to get back into the flow, building up that whole thing. And that's why I encourage. But it is smart to walk before or after knobs, before and after the big meals that you know you're going to overeat. The kids don't overeat, but if you do it, give your body a break.
Well, I know this, the whole tryptophan thing that's in Turkey, that's real.
Oh,
because I went hard down yesterday, and it was at like
where? What was the surface? Were you on a familiar surface? Your favorite surface?
You want me to show you a picture?
Exactly.
My daughter took a picture of me, nearly died laughing. That's me there.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like a beached whale.
Yeah.
It's in our basement. We had a little restaurant booth kind of built with a big table that we could gather and watch a game in. And I was sitting there watching the game, and I was just like, oh, I got to lay down. So I laid down on the vinyl seating of the restaurant booth, and I went out like a light. And my daughter comes down, and she sees me and starts laughing her ass off, takes a picture, then thankfully came up to check my breathing because there was a 50-50 shot.
That's smart.
That I had suffered the old Fred Sanford. Oh, the big one.
I'm trying to find.
So I went hard down for about 30 minutes, but then I was good to go after that. Rallied, and I was feeling fine.
Yeah, it's...
But no fart walk for me.
But you did. You were crashed. That's asleep. Wow, you were. It's like being unconscious.
Yeah, it was...
And seeing, but those are the shots that you love.
Are you looking for one of yourself?
Yeah, I'm looking for one of Aaron.
All right. Well,
they sent me.
While you look at that, let me run through the games from yesterday.
That's the baby.
Look at your boy.
Yeah,
good
Aaron.
Good food, good company, good nap.
Yeah, he's...
How old is
he? They were down in Richmond, now 30.
Nice.
And...
I remember when he was playing for the Langley Saxons.
All three of them.
And one of the great high schools in our area.
Yeah. Saxons made it to the playoffs this year. And...
Did they really?
Yeah, lost to Madison in football.
What? I mean, when I was there in 86... Not only is the football program so bad that they'd win one or two games a year at most, but the yearbook doctored the scores to make it look better. The record was right, so if they were 2-8 on the year, the yearbook, I got proof of this, yearbook had scores like 45-37 and, 28-24 loss. And I was at those games as a nerd in the band, the pep band, and I'm like, that was not the score of that game. They weren't even in that game. What are you doing?
Wow.
And the yearbook editor's like, we got to make it look kind of good. I mean, we can't lie about the record, but we're going to fluff up the scores. That was Langley football back in 85, 86.
No. Coach Howerton, when I got to, got a chance to be out there with him and the crew, it was a lot of fun, great kids. Coach sophomore team, freshman team once we won. And, it's such an addictive thing.
Yeah.
When you get out there, you can. I did it at Fairfax, coach for Bannock. So I got 7 years in of doing it, and it is unbelievable what you give and what you get back. You get back far more than you give, and it's almost like an obligation, and lots of people do it. I love our Little League, all of our youth sports in this area. It's incredible how talented and successful teams are because people volunteer of their time. It costs you to coach. You don't make it that. It costs you.
I know. You spend more than you
actually
make.
You spend more at the local place getting the grub or whatever. But what you get back in return is immeasurable. And these kids, what gets me now is to be at a Starbucks to go somewhere. And somebody says, hey, coach. Because how many people in the world call you coach?
Right.
But when those kids do now, and now they're as tall as I am, that's part. I know why people continually do it is what you get back in return. It's amazing what it is.
I call anyone who was a former coach whenever I see him.
Me too.
To this day.
Me too.
And I had somebody go, why do you call him that? He's not, he retired coaching a long time ago. And I say, no, that's an honorific.
Exactly.
That's an honorific that they have earned.
Exactly.
So I would not think of calling Gary Williams Gary.
No.
It's always coach. Right?
Coach.
Even like, Naki. Even that derelict.
And he doesn't want to ever accept it. I go, I always call coach. Hey, coach. And Naki, I drive him nuts with that. But it's they've earned that, you know.
Yes,
and,
it's an honorific.
In just the Thanksgiving welcomes that you send out or whatever, and you got Gary Williams on there, you're going, that's coach.
Yeah.
You know, with Big John. Did we ever not call John coach?
No.
We never call him John.
Oh, my God.
Never.
Not in a million years.
No,
call him
ever.
Yeah.
Coach.
My next door neighbor was my basketball and soccer coach for many years. Every time I see him outside, he's coach.
There you go.
No matter. And he's always like, why do you call me coach still? I'm like, because you're my coach.
Yeah. Exactly.
You taught me everything I need to know.
Have you coached Little League? Have you coached golf? Have you coached any group of kids, Zabe?
Yeah, I coached Little League. It was an interesting experience. I was way too immature to handle the necessities of the job.
Okay.
In that, I mean, I'm 22 years old. Think of yourself at 22.
Yeah.
Think of yourself at 22 having to deal with a parent asking, why isn't little Timmy playing more?
And that's
do you think you're going to have an adult mature response to those queries or the deft social touch to be able to navigate that? No, you're not. And then I also was incredibly ill-equipped to understand this basic concept. The umpires in McLean Little League are not professionals, and therefore they are going to make some of the most horrifically wrong calls you have ever seen. And no amount of your hysterics and browbeating is going to change that fact. You're just going to get suspended by the Little League, reprimanded, and the parents are going to go, oh my God, our coach is out of control. You don't know that at 22. Maybe I should have known that, but I didn't fully understand it till I experienced it.
You got to live it. Chuck B.,
How did that even happen?
Land. I feel you, man. The Crofton Cardinals, 9 and under, where he coached. People do wear it as a badge of honor, and I respect it like that. When I see someone and they've put in an entire season and done all that and helped with the cleats and helped with the uniforms and done the drives to try to get new equipment or to chalk the field, red clay, whatever. And the concession people love them. I mean, tell me you haven't gone by on a Friday night in Langley, just to get the hot dog from concession stand or from the booth, the little truck that's out there.
The food truck?
The food truck. I mean, so there's a lot to go. And that's the thing you miss. They talk about Friday night lights. It is so real. It's so important that when I was doing Big East, and I left Big East to go to ACC because I had to do Friday, had to see the kids' games.
Right.
I would not go anywhere. I couldn't see their games on Friday. Then I drive to where I got to go.
Sure.
So you're getting in at 3 in the morning, 4, going to Atlanta, going to South Carolina. It's something. But I did it and would do it again because what you got to witness is priceless.
Yeah.
You know, and if something ever happens, you have to be there.
Yeah, you have to be there, good or bad.
Absolutely.
Good or bad, you want to be there. Mm-hmm. Ben, you asked, how did it work out for me as a coach of Little League Baseball?
How did you get in that position? Because I'm 22 right now, and I could never even imagine myself applying myself to be in that type of position. I don't feel like anyone would take me seriously enough.
Well, I thought it would be a fun deal, and I got my buddies, Todd Davenport and Stephan Giannopoulos, to agree to be assistant coaches, and away we went. We're just young postgraduate dummies that are like, let's do this. This will be fun. And by the way, it was fun.
It was
and thrill. I did love, you know, the times with the kids, and I loved the success that we had from time to time.
Right.
But the reason that the umpires sent me over the wall was because you don't understand, like when you're coaching little Andrew Vargo to not swing at bad pitches and you're browbeating him for days and weeks at a time to tighten up his strike zone. And then he stands there and he gets rung up on a third strike that is 12 feet outside the plate. And he turns to come back to the dugout. And you can see his eyes starting to well up in tears because he's now disappointed you, the coach, who has browbeat you. But you know, as a coach, that was not a strike. So you turn your anger at the umpire making your kid a puddled mess of tears.
Exactly.
As an 11-year-old boy.
And it is so emotionally draining on you as the quote adult.
Yeah, the quote adult.
You're in the right though, because the athlete, especially at that age, should never be arguing with the umpire. You should be preaching. You don't argue with the umpire. That's my job, and you did that. So good on you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did it for 1 year, and that was it. But God bless all the coaches out there. And
did you do the banquet?
Yes,
you did. You show. Yeah. You speak.
I don't think we spoke. We were like last place in our division. We had a good time, though.
There you go. That's not what it's about. It's about, did they stick through the whole season and not quit?
Yeah. No. We had a team that went through the whole season.
That's cool.
If I ever did it again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you will.
Well, you know, at some point I'm going to retire or semi-retire, and then I'll have more time.
No, you're not. Hold on, Zay.
What?
Seriously.
What?
How in the hell could you say what you just said?
At some point I'll semi-retire.
Why?
I mean, there's golf to be played.
You can play golf whenever you choose to.
Once I'm done doing air.
Yeah, you can tape these things. Yeah, come on.
Well, anyway, if I did it again, I know exactly how I would coach. In Little League Baseball, this is how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
For the first week of practice, the whole week, I would coach the kids to unpack the bat bags and the helmet bags and line it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And pack it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, run it again. We do that for a week, and that's it. Nothing else. The parents would be like, what are you doing? I don't get it. We're not playing any baseball. I'm like, no. I'm setting the fundamentals of this is how we're going to operate as a operation. Because we played a team once who we were amazed at how quickly the whole team, every kid, unloaded the equipment, lined it up in the dugout. Ready to go.
Makes a difference.
And they whooped our ass, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
They were a friggin' machine. They were like the big red machine of Little League. And I'm like, that probably stemmed from the discipline. The coach was like, we're not playing slap ass here. Get the equipment, unload it, line it up, be ready to play. Do your job. The kids would be so miserable after a week of just unpacking the bag and packing it up.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be eager for bunting drills by week two.
Absolutely. No, it's just like in Langley, what you found out is, how we'd walk on the field as a unit, and just helmets had to be addressed a certain way. It matters.
It matters.
And to get them to do that every day at the same spot, at the same place, and once they got that done,
the expectation.
Then we could walk on the field a certain way and step. That's like military is so uniformed, and you wonder why. And they're trying to save your life.
Exactly.
And that's where I got it, because my father's Marine. So I was amazed. You go in barracks, you go, these people are like robots. Everything's done a certain way.
That's right.
And I go, if it's that attention to detail is as important, and you go, it's like with Coach Gibbs. I go, what makes him so different? Well, for me, is the fact that we went 0-5.
Yeah.
And he didn't flinch. A thing we were doing.
Yeah.
That's why last week when they were talking, bring Joe down from the booth and put him on the field. I go, don't do that. Don't put the coordinator anywhere. Are you now? You're trying to act. You're trying to intimidate everybody.
You're talking about Joe Witt, not Joe Gibbs.
Joe Witt.
Joe Gibbs, by the way, happy birthday, 85 years old.
Yesterday.
Last week.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. The day before yesterday.
Or a couple days ago. Yeah.
But you know, when you come into a meeting room, and you've been there, you're in charge. What do you say? Hey, we just lost again. We're gonna get in. Nope. Didn't change anything. So when I figured this guy believes in what we're doing, we just got to do it better.
All right, we didn't get to the games. We'll get to that on the other side. I like this discussion about coaching. You got a thought or two, you can hit us up on Twitter at Zabe, at Rick Doc Walker. It is Zabe and Doc on a Black Friday here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back, Zabe and Doc, here on a Friday, not a Saturday. It feels like a Saturday. It's Black Friday, but we are having a good time. And the games yesterday were certainly compelling.
Yeah, say that again. I lost. I was 0 for 3 on Thanksgiving Day.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people can go 0 for 3. I just had a line on the first two. I had Green. Somebody said, who do you like today? And I said, Green Bay and Dallas, and then we'll see how I'm doing.
Wow.
And I was doing pretty good, so I called it a day. I would not have predicted the Bengals would mollywop the Ravens 32-14, which they did, courtesy of 5 Raven turnovers, of which – the Bengals early on didn't capitalize on hardly any of them. They got the ball at the +2 on a fumble from Lamar, and they turned it into 0 points because they got stoned on 4 plays at the goal line. But it ended up being a real case of, yeah, this is why you play guys who might be hurt and are valuable to you as quarterbacks, like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow came back from his turf toe injury. They showed Doc he had a specially designed metal plate for his foot, for his shoe.
Turf toe.
Yes. And, you know, Melissa Stark is like, here's a copy of, he's wearing this specially designed steel and Kevlar plate to alleviate his turf toe. And I'm like, damn. And it's cold last night. And I'm thinking they're 3-8. What are they doing? But the bottom line is, and it took me a long time to get to understand this, Doc, and talking to guys like you and Cooley and others, that is, losing is such a cancer in a football locker room especially, but in any sport, that you cannot tolerate losing, that you just want to win a game because it is so bad when you're losing. And so, of course, they decided to go ahead and they go, okay, they talked to the doctors and the trainers, like, we could put this thing on Joe Burrow's foot. He wasn't great, but he was really good when he needed to be. His stats were not as good as they can be. He started to get a mojo going with Ja'Marr Chase again, 7 for 110, 14 targets, and they really could have blown the Ravens out even worse. But I thought about that last night in regard to the discussions about Jaden Daniels, who has been ruled out for Sunday night against the Broncos, but probably, I'm guessing, comes back the week after, would be a guess.
I think you're fair with that. I don't know.
And I assume you've been on the train of course, play him if he's cleared.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because he needs to continue to progress as a quarterback. this has not been his finest moments. And a lot of that has to do with we tried to rebuild the offensive line, and I thought they did a good job of it. I'm not a big fan of the play caller, but that's not why they've been where they're. It's like execution or whatever it's called. You got to execute it. But to me, if the strength of my team is the big five up front, I call them the Fab Five, you don't utilize them, that's not their fault. It's your fault. So Mr. Creativity, which is, I love his ability to keep people off balance, but he just will not use the Louisville slugger. He just will not do it. That's why Rodriguez hardly plays, and he's just not going to change. And I don't blame him. I blame the guy in charge for allowing him to do it.
Quinn.
Absolutely. Just so like he did with his buddy on the defensive side. It's not like he wasn't there every day. He was at every practice. If he didn't like what was going on, why didn't he change it? Friendship. This is what happens with these staffs.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be the jackass and emotionally be unattached. Clearly, that's not DQ. He's too much of a people guy.
So you aren't wild about Cliff's play calling this year? Were you okay with it last year?
I'm okay with it when they win. His formulas don't win enough. So for me, it's all about winning. For him, so it may be artistic.
So you didn't love it last year even though they were winning with the play
calling? No. I want to run more.
Okay.
They won on six games, the last play of the game. And that's great. Just like this year's Bears. We've seen what it looks like. It doesn't mean you're really good.
But you're a dinosaur, Doc. You got to understand that. You come from a day and age in which teams ran in the NFL, and nobody ran it.
Okay, who won the championship last year?
The Eagles. But
wait a minute.
But they had a
You
start.
Mean the guy with the that led the league in rushing? No. I just want to make sure I'm at the right place at the right time.
Listen.
Because you made me sound like I was a fossil. And I'm going, wait a minute. Didn't the team with the number one back and the number one offensive line and the number one rushing game win it all?
You know what? This is great. We got to go up again. We're heartbreak right here. I want to pick this up on the other side.
I dare you.
Okay. I dare you. I'm not here to fight you, Doc. I am here to have a discussion. I understand what you're saying, but there's a lot of caveats you're not including. We'll get to that on the other side. 14-7 still, Ole Miss over Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. We'll make sure to call Fred Smoot if this thing goes final and his Bulldogs go down. You're listening to The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.